Her Intuition Podcast is a platform to remind all women of their worth and to encourage them to dig deep within themselves for better.
What it do? What it do? What's happening, my good people? What's happening? Your girl Yolanda Randolph here. Now, coming to you with another quick motivational minute or another Teller Tuesday, whatever floats your boat, I don't care what you're calling it. Just as long as you're rocking and rolling with your girl and ain't calling it garbage, trash, a mess, unless it's a good mess, okay? I'm happy and I'm excited. Now, if you're not talking to God, I strongly encourage you to do so. Listen here. Your girl is going through some things. It's just some things happening. Y'all know life just happens, okay? I am in a storm right now. But if it wasn't for my relationship and my closeness with God, I don't know what I would be doing right now. Probably throwing things and acting a fool, okay? But because I have a relationship with God, I know that this too shall pass, okay? It's so important to talk to God, that one who created you, okay? He can give you answers. He can make you feel fulfilled. He will have you not just feeling that way, but really fulfilled, okay? He's that one who can give you answers to when you just have no idea what is going on. What is the turmoil around me? Father, help me. I'm telling you, he will do it on his time. Okay, perhaps right now I'm going through another strengthening tool. Okay, so that's how I'm going to look at it. Half glass full. Okay, but y'all pray for your girl. All right, hey, I need some prayer right now. Okay, although I'm talking to him and I'm believing and trusting in him, but hey, it doesn't hurt to have some extra prayers for my good people. Now, let's go ahead and get on into this week's message. Thug loving. Thug loving. And when I say thug, I know there's many interpretations of the meaning of thug, but I'm going to tell you Yolanda Randolph's, okay? I'm getting so out of control, I'm losing my speech, okay? Because see, I got a thing for thugs. I got a thing for that thug loving. I've had a thing for the thug loving the majority of my life. Now, when I say thug loving, I mean that hard edge to you. Okay, y'all listen, we all grown here, okay, the majority of us, we are adults, we know what I mean by that thug loving, okay, well, I'm very attracted to that, and well, at one point, okay, and this is what prompted me to do this message for today. Well, the second thing, the first thing is that, shout out to my daughter, she was pulling up some old videos, ran across an ex of mine, had your girl saying, well, rap video that he was doing, and had your girl saying, I might make me some phone calls. Now, granted, he was a deadbeat, because see, not all thugs are deadbeat, my interpretation of thug, okay, have me thinking I might want to give this dude a call, because listen, I was feeling the ways, okay, I was feeling the ways. For those of my good people who have my personal number and all of this stuff, let me tell you something. I'm just kidding. Kidding. I'm not going to make that phone call, okay? I know better. All right? So don't get me, okay? but anyway, I was watching that video and all sorts of thoughts came to me. Well, feelings first, okay? And then thoughts. All my life, I have been attracted to that. I have been attracted to that thug loving, okay? I, over my years of living, I have come up with three different types of men. Shout out to men that are here. Shout out to you all. I'm not talking about women this time, okay? All right, if you're into women, I'm not discussing that today. I'm discussing men, okay? So this is for all of my good people who are in a relationship with men and who, if they're not, they desire to be in a relationship with men. That's their preference, okay? So I've come up with three different types of men, all right? The first one is the ones we vibe with as friends, okay? Those ones who, not really our type thing, but they cool, okay? They cool, they good to vibe with, they good to chill with. And you don't have really like a connection with that person, not romantically. You know, you can, for me, I can have male friends and have no attraction to them whatsoever. I know Steve Harvey says that's different. It's not true. But I'm telling you, I have a couple who I'm just not attracted to that way. Another day what Steve Harvey was saying. But anyway, we're just friends, okay? No attraction whatsoever for me to them, okay? That's part one, okay? Number one. Number two, the ones who is dripping with so much sex appeal that you just sleep with them and that's it. Or not, okay? If that ain't your thing, where you just sleep with them and then you dip off, that ain't your thing, then not, just walk away, okay? You're very attracted to them, but they ain't the good ones for you. Perhaps they're deadbeat or that thug loving, who a lot of times may not be the best option, okay? And then there's number three, the ones who you make plans with, those ones who you settle down with, those ones who you have the babies with, okay? I wish I would have figured this stuff out a long time ago, okay? But you're here, your girl is here now, okay? So we're gonna focus on it now, okay? I didn't always have these categories together. You know what I would do? My biggest thing that I would do throughout my entire adulthood, and probably in teenage years too, but in my adult times, I would choose those ones who you just sleep with, and I would try to transform them and mold them into those ones who you make the plans with. That is not the way to go. I'm telling you, I have been doing it for years. It does not work, okay? It just backfires. So I want to give some encouragement today, motivation, to please, 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 if that is what's on your mind, if you're thinking that you're going to transform somebody, please think again. It is not going to happen. Again, we do not have the power to change anybody. Now, if that particular man is ready to change his own self, his own ways, then that's when we can do something about that. But until he is ready to move from the one you sleep with to making plans with, then it's not going to happen. He's going to do his thing, okay? All right, that's that. Now, I've been choosing this stuff all of my life. I want us to get in the habit of knowing who's who. That is very important. I am so, or shall I say was, attracted to the thug loving. The thug loving got some stuff that's going on with it. And you want to know why a lot of times the thug loving have a lot to do with it and a lot to make you just melt? Because the thug loving spent a lot of time perfecting it. Okay? We have to be very careful. We have to be very careful. Very, very careful on how we allow people to play on our top, okay? And not all people, not all men are good for us. Now, if you, like I said before, if you are not the type that you just sleep with someone, and hey, I'm not, so this is why I can relate to this. You're not the type who can just sleep with someone that thug loving and just let them go. And a lot of times, ladies, we're not that way. We may feel like we are, but the more that we give our bodies, the more that we lay down and be in those men's arms, the more that we fall in love. And they say it's a chemical thing. I don't know. I'm just saying that that's my experience and a whole lot of other people's experiences. I want to encourage you to walk away from that if that's not your thing. Now, if that's your thing, hey, I ain't here to judge. I ain't here to tell you what to do. You do your thing, okay? I just want us to get in the habit and want to speak about how easy it is to fall into that pattern and fall into that trap of choosing the wrong ones and trying to force them to be something that they're just not, okay? Now, I want to talk a little bit about memories, especially for my good people who are single. Just like when I was watching my ex doing his rap videos, it kind of brought me to another familiar place. I'm not going to say other, a familiar place where if I can just go back, good people, don't get your girl, okay? If I could just go back and try it again, because I am so attracted. He is just dripping with sex appeal. I am so attracted to this dude. Perhaps that we can go back and try again. The answer to Yolanda Randolph is that is wrong. That person is an ex for a reason. I also want you to get that in a mindset. If your mind is focuses on an ex that did you no good, it's important to remember why that person is an ex. The thug loving ain't always good for everybody. If that person was a thug loving in your life and it did not work out because you were like me and you're trying to mold them into something that they're not, it's not going to work when you go back some years later unless that person has changed. I just want you to get in the mindset and the habit of, also with your memories and stuff too, we have to be careful. We have to be careful not to allow our memories to push us back into some mess. And then we have to start the whole process over again when that relationship's failed. And I'm talking about the process of loving yourself all over again, not blaming yourself, pulling yourself out of the heartache and burn. Well, you don't even have to do that if you don't allow yourself to go there. Well, how do I not allow myself to go there? I'm human. I got needs. It's called your strength, your personal strength and your intuition. Your intuition, here's the word, intuition. It will let you know that that dude still ain't no good for you. Your intuition will ring just like when I'm watching my ex do his thing. Oh, he was fine too, y'all. When I was watching my ex do his thing on that video, my intuition was roaring at me like lions and tigers and bears and a whole bunch of other stuff. Yolanda, get your tail away from this TV and go find something to do, something productive. That was my intuition talking to me. My strength was what it was when I was able to walk away and to go off and be like, that was the past. Okay, I wish him the best. Now, I also want to speak on this real quick before we go. I have a daughter. A lot of you have daughters. They watch what you do. My daughter watched what I do, or what I used to do. She's still watching, but from what I used to do when I would choose wrong, a lot of times, my good queens, them daughters, they would choose wrong because they watched you choose wrong. My daughter made a comment. Oh, I see what you mean, Mom. Ding, 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 ding. Because that's what I was thinking at one point. That's what she's thinking at one point. Now she has a type. Just like her mother used to have that type. You see how this stuff go full circle? Do you see how this can be potentially a generational curse? Perhaps grandchildren, when they get here, may feel the same way because they didn't have anyone to talk to them about them three different types of people, three different types of men out there. We got to be careful. We have people who are watching us. We are examples whether we want to be or not a lot of the time. Okay, so that's my thing here. Sometimes the thug loving just ain't it. Now, personal experience. Sometimes you can have both. You can have that thug lover, but know how to transition over to what you need him to be, what you need and want him to be. He has both. Those, my good queens, I feel are very, very hard to come by. But when you get one, it's a good thing, okay? So just be mindful of them three people, them three men, the ones you vibe with as friends. Shout out to my male friends, okay? The ones you sleep with and call it a day or not. You run, go the other way, cool yourself off. Get in that cold shower. I've done it before, okay? It worked a little bit. But thinking about something else works better, okay? And then the ones you make the plans with, continue to keep that going and make up your own list. Make up your own thing about how you're going to keep yourself away from the dudes who are no good for you. Okay, I'm telling you, I wish that I would have done this years ago. Perhaps I would not have the list of deadbeats that I have acquired over my time. I want to thank you so much for checking your girl out each and every Tuesday. Whenever you do, I am happy and I am excited. The women of Shaw's Place, the women of Shaw's Place really do need to listen to this podcast. Genesis, Andra, Carla, and River are the women of Shaw's Place. There's a few other women in there too, okay? Releasing May 14th, okay? Them chicks need to take a page out of Yolanda Randolph's book and choose better. Know which ones you're gonna do. Know which ones you're gonna do. That's it. Or not. Know them which ones are friends and which ones you make plans with, okay? So get ready to clutch those imaginary pearls. I hear it's pretty good. I've got some feedback from my early readers. Shout out to my early readers. I love them so much. They are really rocking out for your girl. They have read the story. They are loving it. So be ready, okay? I ain't just saying it's good. They say it's good. Okay, shout out to my sisters, okay? All right, so if you have not read any of my books, you can find all of them over on Amazon or wherever you get your favorite books. Books a Million, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Target, wherever you get your favorite books, okay, you can find mine. But most people search for my books on Amazon, okay? Well, you can just do a Google search and then bam, Yolanda Randolph, all of my stories shall pop up, okay? All right, please don't forget, please, pretty please, with sugar on top, to leave your reviews for this here podcast, okay? Leave your girl some reviews, all right? Also, don't forget to leave your reviews for the books, okay? Especially for the women of Shaw's Place, okay? It's very important messages inside of this book, and I really, really, really want as many women as possible to get their hands on this story, okay? All right? So that's it. For this week. Many blessings to you, and prayerfully, we will chat again next week.
Thanks so much for listening, and be sure to follow me on my hashtag #HerIntuition page on Facebook and on Instagram at Yolanda Randolph Publications.